If the corner of the talus got ripped within 3 thumb breadths from the corner, you're not allowed to sew it up. So Machlek is reshaving him what this means. The Feirish Rashi, Chashin Shishdam, Mechudat Fiyah, Nechen, and Yosef Lov, Shemechud, and Shem Tzitzis. The Tam said, Fiyah, Nikah, Kol, Shul, Yitzvah. Rashi understood that the problem is not that there's anything wrong with the corner. The problem is that if he's sewing something up within 3 etzbois of the corner, we're concerned that part of the thread is going to remain, and you may accidentally use that as one of the tzitzis, which obviously can't be used as the strands of the tzitzis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Tam Zeh, Afilu Nikra Kol Shelo Yitvah. Even if got, according to this, even if it got ripped a little bit, you should not do any stitching with thread within 3 tefachim of the corner. The Fizeh, according to this, will come out of Kula also. Tashat Semesh Nikra Tav Shelo Yitvah, Mutu Lutav Shelo Yitvah, Ein Dev Litvah, Mechutik Tzemeh. If you have a talus which is made out of wool, the male tzitzis have to be made out of wool. Therefore, you don't have this problem, because even if you can have some string that you use for sewing left over, that string is not wool. We don't use wool for sewing, and therefore, there's no pshat you're going to use it for the tzitzis. The second pshat is Rav Amram. He perished the time of Mishum, the Nukatol Sholosh, Les Victor is Begit, Command the Lesson Dummy. The Yafak of the Tzvok, Command the Posik Choshesh. The Yavin Beit Tzitzis, the Potter of the Talus. Where's there? And Nikiv Nishta Kol Shul Kosher. Barim says to him that the whole corner was ripped off, and he says that since it was ripped off, that corner is not considered part of the Begit. He says a Chiddush that even if he sewed it back, it's still not considered intrinsic part of the Begit, and therefore you cannot put tzitzis there. Now, even with this, there's a difference in opinion. Yeshayim Ladas Rav Amram Lanipsel El Tzitzis Shal Yibavim Peish Shetofra. There's another machlokes within this Rav Amram. Rav Amram says the problem is only if it's completely ripped off. But his opinion says that which Rav Amram said, that even if you sew back the corner, you cannot put tzitzis on that corner, is only talking about that you're not putting on new tzitzis, but there was tzitzis on the corner that ripped off, like we learned before. Then once it was ripped off, those tzitzis became puzzled. But if the corner got ripped off and you sewed it back on, and afterwards you want to put on tzitzis, since you did sew it on, we do rely on the tefillah that you did to consider this a corner of the garment. The ma'isa, the mechaber finishes off, Yerushalmi Yisrael de kulam. Hey, for the after. If it's possible, it should be Yisrael kulam. And therefore, if the corner got ripped off within 3 etzbois of the corner, you should not sew it back on, even if you're going to put on tzitzis afterwards, because that's machlokes. Also, even if it got ripped a little bit within 3 etzbois of the corner, you should not sew it up with a material that can be used for tzitzis, because of the chashash of Rashi, maybe you're going to use it for tzitzis. The ma'aseh, the Mishnah brings that the minhag we have today, that we put a piece of garment sewed around the corners, is to reinforce the garment, the corners, with one solid piece of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and once you have that, that avoids all these problems.